I have the schus to be learning with you the halacha from the Daily Daf today on the way back to Eretz Yisrael in the airport in Rome. And Klal Yisrael's Shalsheles HaMesorah continues way after those who had destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, had brought the spoils and triumphed, they thought, over Klal Yisrael and its Torah. And here we are still continuing the Shalsheles HaMesorah. And I apologize in advance if there's any noise in the background. We're up to Daf Mem Tes in the Sefes Ksubis. And here on today's Daf, we have an important and maybe surprising idea that emerges from the Daf in terms of when is a parent required to support their children. And what we're going to discuss, halacha lemaisa, is can one consider the support of one's older children, even possibly from the age of six and above, as tzedakah? And finally, a common question that people ask is, can tuition for school qualify for a Talmud Torah? Could that qualify for Meiser as well? Normally, we think, and correctly so, according to the perspective of Chazal, that a parent should take care of their children as much as they can. However, the Gemara tells us that the chiyuv to support one's children is up until the age of six. The Gemara tells us about 10 lines on top of Mem Tes Amud Beis, when their children are ktanim, so then in such a case, then one needs to support them. There's a requirement, there's a chiyuv for parents to support them. What about above the age of ktanim? So the Rambam in Perek Yud and Matnas Aniyim, and this is Gepaskind and Shulchan Aruch and Reish and Gimel Siv Gimel, writes, "Hanoisim mizaynus lebanav ulebnoisav hakadoylim she'ena chayim min adinim mizonosim." If the children have reached an age, and the post can spell out, it's already from six and above that he's not required to support them. So then, in such a case, if he does to, if he gives them money for their sustenance, or kidei lomad ban of tyrol and hanig benoisam bederach hayishara, hareze bechlal mitzvah tzedakah. This qualifies as the mitzvah of tzedakah. So what's clear is that you are actually doing tzedakah when you support your children when you're not required meikur dedina, at least in the time of the Rambam. We'll see. Reb Moshe Feinstein has a brilliant ta'ara why this might not be relevant today. Now there is a big machlokas between the Shach and the Taz in Reish Mem Tes, whether this could qualify for Meiser as well. The Shach quotes in Maharam in Rutenberg in his Tshuvas and Siman Ayin Dalet that says that you could support your older children through monies of Meiser. Argues the Taz, and the Taz says it's true. The Rambam said it's tzedakah. However, Mo'os Meiser is already earmarked for the Anim. And this is how also Reb Chaim Penevsky Zatzal quote from Chazon Ish, and that is the position of many, that it cannot serve as Meiser. But that is not always the halacha l'maisa. For example, Reb Itzla Petterberg in his Shalos Uchuvas Pri Yitzhak, Chelek Beis, Simen Chav Zayin, discusses what happens if you have parents who have difficulty supporting their family. In such a case, Itzel Petterberg says that if they were individuals that when they could, they were able to give Meiser to Aniyim, but in a case of where they're really strapped, so if we're talking about Bunim Gedolim, so then in such a case, Itzel Petterberg says that the Pashtus is like A, the Marami Rutenberg, and B, getting to our next Shaila, says Rabitzela, the same would apply in regards to using Meiser for their children's tuition. In other words, the parents are in a tough spot. So they still want to try to give Meiser. So he says as follows, that just like the halacha would be that you could do tzedakah by giving money for someone else's children to learn Torah, and that he proves would be considered tzedakah, so too, argues Rav Itzela, the same would apply for this and these children of parents who don't have a lot of money, as they'd be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of Meiser. So he is on the one hand following the Shach, And then he's also saying that not only could a tzedakah be and meiser be for food for the children, but the same would apply also when it comes to tuition. However, it's important to note that Ramesha in his Chuvis has a very fascinating observation. Ramesha in Igris Moshe, Yoredei Chelek Aleph Simin Kuf Mem Gimel, points out the following. There's a halacha of Archi Uparchi, and that is that when a husband is required to support his wife, he's also supposed to support her for the normal amount of guests that a woman would invite as well. That's a sugya later on. And Ramesha points out that this is Gepaskin in Shulchan Aruch. This is on Daf Samach Dalet. And Ramesha points out that that includes the following. That includes also one's children. In other words, if the husband, Ramesha says, wants his wife to have their children living with them, so then, in such a case, then the chiyuv of mizonos, if it's going to apply to an average amount of guests that he needs to support a wife, she can't be alone the whole time, she can never invite over a friend for coffee and so on and so forth, so to their children as well. So says Ramesha like this, he says, Me'ikar d'dina, there's a chiyuv to support yiladim k'tanim. But even yiladim g'dolim, that today it's normal for parents to have yiladim g'dolim in their house as well, even teenagers and so on. So in such a case, Ramesha argues, even the shach, who said that it could qualify as meiser, would agree that today, not only does it not qualify as meiser, it doesn't even qualify as tzedakah. Doesn't qualify neither as meiser nor as tzedakah, but rather the chiyuv of mizonos. So it's a little unclear. Ramesha lived in a little bit of a different time as the pre-Yitzchak, whether the pre-Yitzchak would agree with it, what he would say back to Ramesha's position. But according to Ramesha, it seems that if we're in a context where the children are normally supported by their parents, and they're normally, the tuition is normally paid for them, so then in such a case, Ramesha would not consider the tuition as being part of tzedakah or meiser. The one thing that one could add, though, is that even Ramesha would agree that it's only the base chiyuv of mizonos that would be normal for a husband to give for his children. However, when it comes to the food, that would not be considered tzedakah or meiser. But what would Ramesha say in regards to tuition in general? And specifically, what happens if the father is stretching himself to be able to send his children to a better yeshiva, to a better Talmud Torah? That remains an open question. So this is a fascinating sugya that emerges from the requirement of a parent to support their children, but only till the age of 6. Afterwards, it's tzedakah, and maybe, possibly, even meiser, and even possibly tuition as well.